So we'll start with Tesvav Dalet. Like I said, I'm doing this for 2 days, maybe getting a little bit of tefillin, but then Reuven Mendelovich has, he knows, it's an expert, he's going to take over for doing Hilchos Tefillin. Okay, Nikra Hatalis, Toich Shosha Etzbos. What happens if the bottom of your talis, your titis tears? Sabach is fast a knaf in a Rosh HaLatofer. It's also to go ahead and to sew it up. Why? Pirush Rashi. The Cheshinam, Shishtar Mechura Tfira of Yenuchenu, Yosef Alav Shiva Chutim Veshem Tzitzis. Rashi says the Cheshash of Chamim was that you leave one string of the chulat shira, of the sewing string, and you just say, hey, I have a string already, and just add on, and that's going to be puzzle. With Tasman also, or whatever. The Talmud says, "Afilu nikra kol shehu lo yitvor." Even a little bit, do not do tefira. Lefiza talis shel tzemer shenikra toch shlosha mutar litvor. However, talis shel tzemer is okay. The idna the ein derech litvor b'chutei tzemer. The issue is that you're going to use a different min, and usually people use cotton, polyester, whatever it is, you just, you know, add on 7 strings, that would be a problem. However, according to Rashi, that if you since nowadays everyone use other stuff, right? So then that stuff doesn't, you won't come to use it for tzitzis. Right. The problem is, you use chutei tzemer, use it for tzitzis, and that's a pulse for tzitzis. Rav Amram Pirish, the time of Mishum, the Nikra, Tok Shlosha, Les Beit Torah's Beged. If it tears, suddenly that part that's not called a Beged, because it's less than Gimel. Less than Gimel doesn't have a sheer Beged. Kumad de Lesse Dami, it's Kila, even if it's torn a bit, Kila, the whole section's off. Vavagav the Tofra, even if you Tofra, Kumad the Pasuk Chashiv, it's not there. The Ovid bay tzitzis lo patra the talis, and if you put tzitzis on that corner, it doesn't patra the talis. It's the kilo that's sitting in your closet. Well, the pirush zay nikra v'nishtar kol shehu. If it tore but it's still attached, kosher, it would be kosher. Nishayim the Rav Amram lo nisa el tzitzio shahayibu be'ais shetofru. The only thing that's puzzle is not, if you add on, it's great. But if you have a tzitzis that was there, that tzitzis is puzzle because it's kilo, it's not there. But im achar shetofru hitibol tzitzis kosher, that's okay. It's not kilo, the piece of material is not there. That tzitzis is puzzle. Near shemayin yotzei es kulam heicha de efshar, and what the meaning is to yotzei everything is the Mishnah brings down is they add a piece of material there to really reinforce it so the thing doesn't doesn't tear in order to be that's the Yerushalmi, that's what they do in order to yotzei everything Mishnah Berurah brings, right? So that's one case of something tearing. In nikra Yosef Hey, v'im nikra minekev she'atzitzis tolibo, if let's say it got caught and tore down by the nekev, ulamata im katamatalis tzitzis lakera, if you put this on the tor, shows it to the higher shem shas lakera, kosher, that's still kosher. The im nikra v'nishtayim menu kosheru v'tafer echachitu bal tzitzis. However, now we're going to get back to the last sif. The issue with the last sif is if it tore and there's still a little bit left, so you sew it up, right? You pull it up, sew it up, very nice. Ihu shel tzemer, kosher klo yalma. If you have the talis of tzemer, it's kosher because you don't usually use tzemer. Ihu shel shar minim, shederech litvor b'chutzim shel oisa min. If we saw the halacha earlier that if you use other minim and you go ahead and use oisa min, so then lo yitvor. That's Rashi. Because Rashi says maybe you'll come to use this extra string to go ahead and to thread to go ahead and make tzitzis. Ve'im nikra v'tofra achitu bal tzitzis. Let's say a tor before you put tzitzis on. Then you put tzitzis on. Ikra l'svuke, whether that's going to be good, because according to Rav Amram, if it's torn, then it could be that it's kilu, it's not there. So if it tore straight down from the neck of straight down, you sewed it up. Maybe it's kilu. The sewing does nothing. So therefore, it's unclear. Still, it's better If the tzitzis tears down there, it's better just to get new tzitzis. The person's stuck, whatever. It's just only one more tzitzis, but it's better. You know, obviously, don't you know, better get new tzitzis. A toifah chadichas beged nekamfe hatalis. Someone who tears. If someone adds on chidas begam kamfei atalis, that's what we do. V'chei mashinogin leads for a sovi v'nekev shatitzis bo. If we reinforce it with threads, imatalis shomeshi v'tofer v'chutmeshi lavan yishlachu shadavrel das rashi. If you're starting to add threads over there, then yichoshish v'das rashi, you're going to use a silk thread and make tzitzis. That's a problem. I got Rashi holds that from the shear of where you put the nekev, where you put the hole, where you hang the tzitzis, in that area, it shouldn't be any tefira because you might use it to go ahead and make tzitzis. Any place that you sow, you're going to use that for to make tzitzis, and that is problematic.
If you tear the beged, not in the corner. If the beged, the talis itself is torn.
If it's above three, it's okay. If it's above three, it doesn't make a difference. The problem is it's in the place where you're going to put tzitzis, so then you might use a thread, use a long thread just to go ahead and to add on. That's the chashav according to Rashi, or if it's torn over there, but if it's torn up here, then it's not a problem. I mean, there is an issue discussed about if it tears up here, but you know, if it tears up by the neck or whatever, but they say that doesn't really count because a tear doesn't, it's still a beged, unless it's like, I don't know if it's torn completely, I don't know, whatever. Still, probably if you tofer it, it's okay. I mean, what we're going to see what the shears that the Shabur is going to bring into Zion, that you know, if it tore completely and you just like put a few strips of cloth there, then that's going to be a problem. But to sew it up, l'chor is not a problem. Okay, to Zion, shear talis. Shear talis, shechayv in tzitzis. What's the shear which is to be chayv in tzitzis? She is kasaba ba'orech uberochav rosho verubo shall cotton. It has to be that it's big enough to go ahead and to cover rosho verubo of a cotton. Mesalach levado b'shok ve'en tzarech acher l'shamro. You don't need anyone to watch him. Just the Musar Haskil. The what's the shear exactly? So the Torah says the shear is not. This is the Alshon Rambam v'shok en tzarech acher l'shamro. The tour says the shear is a bentesha, someone who's 9 years old. Question: What's the shear of the Rambam? So you know, I always say, well, I mean, I don't know. What is it? The minhag that depends on the makol. Like you know, when you send your kid out to the makolet, you're talking about you know, if he's 5 years old, does that mean the shear talus is this small? You know, considering that it depends on the neighborhood. I don't know. Some people send their 3-year-olds to the makolet. I don't know. No, we'll get to that. That's later on. But Kopanin, this is just, I mean, just Musar Haskil is that obviously that there's a certain age that people should be showing their kids when they go to the shuk. There is a certain age of Musar Haskil, just to take out of the Shulchan Aruch, that people should, you know, it is a thing of being shomer your kids when they go at a certain age, whatever. Akhopani, and the Shabur says it's Bentesha. I don't know, that's not the Rambam, but it's unclear. The Rambam's Sarachiyah on exactly what shear, but the Mishur was no kid, like the sword of Bentesha is the shear of the talus. Well, others, the Rambam says, as chayv betzitzis. That point, the kids chayv betzitzis, that's really from the tour. The Rambam is a little bit clear. He's adding the shear to the Rambam. Dakhish, agad, love shu pa'amim. But Arai, the Yotzebo Lashok. And it's only if sometimes a God will wear it. Now, for example, let's say a person he's wearing his undershirt. You're not going to go out to the Shok wearing an undershirt. So he puts on something to wrap himself up. It's only something which is going to wrap himself up enough. He's not going to be embarrassed to go out. Now, the Bach and other Acharyim say that this is the Iker Shir. The Shir of the Katan is a shear, but really the Iker thing is depends on a gadol. Depends if he's going to be embarrassed to go out to the shuk, so then he shouldn't make it, at least a gadol shouldn't make a bracha on it. Shouldn't make a bracha. However, what's brought down, and there are those cholkim on the bach. Al kopanim, what's brought down by shir by shiva talis cotton by tzitzis is is the minyan gan shemaisa. The doctor, like the Mishnah Berurah, says amalim in front of amalim achara. Are you sure that he has an ama going down and ama behind him? I saw Yish Mfakfer came a little bit on the tzitzis nowadays has an opening down the middle so it doesn't choke you. It could be that it should be, is that part of the ama or not? I don't really get to be able to do that, but you show me that, it could be that he put a little button there that not he actually used it, but to show that it ties up. But Akhopani in the minig is to be makel on that, just the aura. But Akhopani in the shear is an amma here, an amma back. Questions is the shear from the nekev or shear from the shoulders? We're makel to have the shear from the shoulders. Chazanish said it's from the nekev, so that's why they were long tzitzis. But Akhopani, that would be the general. Any talisim is that shear, unless you're some reason you end up in, I don't know, some synagogues where they wear a little scarf around their neck. I don't know if that's a shear, but hopefully you ended up over there. Fine. The width is an amma, it's less clear. It's not brought in Shulchan Aruch anywhere what the actual width is. But it should be, like Mishnah Berurah points out, it should be like a wide enough that it's like a beged. Which could be, it's like an amma, I don't know. It's not really brought anywhere. It could be the Acharonim discuss it. Right. That's definitely, yeah. So again, it's not about a talis, but it doesn't really, it has to be long enough. Yeah, it has to be long enough. We're talking about over there, you're talking about the talus cut, the small talus. So it's a little bit different than we're talking about the tzitzis, which is, you're talking about an amma by the neck, but it could be, it has to be an amma, it could be more. But Akhopani, when we're talking about, most, like I said, most people's talis are bigger, but the tzitzis, it has to be an amma. I'm not sure. Yesha Omer that it has to, that it does. I think the Chazanish was not, it doesn't include the Nekev. It could be, but the Mishabur's Mekel, it's enough, it's wide enough that it's a Beged. From there, does it have to be an Amma? It could be that he does mention it. Not so clear on the Shear. He said the Beaker is that it shouldn't be just be like Ritzuo or whatever. Obviously, if it gets bunched up, it doesn't make such a difference. Okay. Yudzayin. Mihem chayavim betzitzis. Who is chayav in tzitzis? Avogav d'ksiv or isen oisoy. Even if it says you should see it, suma chayav betzitzis. Even can't see. If they should disrabe, may asher techasaba. Anyone who can be covered by tzitzis is chayav in it. Rekra or isen also is not telling you that it's a dimriya. It's tzichlamai ksus laila, because ksus laila, because you can't see at night, no one can see. Not that, only a suma, but no one can see. okay, that's pretty clear. Obviously a person, right. So everyone, suma's chayim. Noshim v'avonim p'turim, m'pneishi mitzis asei she'az man grama. That noshim v'avonim p'turim, yatsim mitzis she'az man grama. Ha'gam, mikol makom, yrotzim la'atfoy. If she wants to, she can do it. And she makes a bracha. Like Megillah. Ach mechzik hira. The problem over here is mechzik hira. But lechein ain lahen lubo shtitzis. Women shouldn't wear shtitzis. Hova eino chovas gavra. So I saw Rabbi Weizelman explains this, and he has a sefer. He says that what's pshat mechzik hira is a pshat that a person is not, doesn't have, it's talking about something which chumrah, which only like real anshei ma'aseh do. Like someone decided to go ahead and wear 100 pairs of talisin, like Rav Scheinberg did. That mechzik hira, who are you? Right? Who are you to go ahead and put 100 pairs of tzitzis on? That's hira. So a woman who goes ahead and decides, okay, she wants to, she has a rischa to go ahead and do mitzvahs. That's not the mitzvah for her. She has her own mitzvahs. It's something which is not, it's even a tour. It's not chovas gavra. It's only chovas. If you put a talent on, it's showing that, oh, I'm very firm, or I, or other ulterior motives that, you know, I'm a liberated woman. I don't know any of these things that I can be like a man. Oh, any of these things is a, anything which is an ulterior motive than just going ahead and putting a talent on to become a mitzvah, not to show off, is a problem. It's like, you're a yesh omim, that it says in Hilchos Tefillin that it could be even a problem of beged ish. So, Rav continues, Pirish Enochai Liknas Ota. So he says, Pirish, what's Chavos Gavra? Enochai Liknas Ota Keshi Ischai Betitis. So if you're test, Amar Kesheshu Talas, we are Bakanfois, a love show. Because of the talus. Also, tzitzit. There could be a talus cotton also. That's not what women wear. Anywhere we generally make, usually a shirt, we're making Achmir. That's four corners in the back and whatever. She's potter. I mean, she's potter from putting tzitzit. And she shouldn't put tzitzit on. Even according to that, she's potter. She shouldn't put tzitzit on. That's what the. You mean, next to. That could be a begadisha, but then you have next to Kiyura. Then you would have the Ramah saying, like, why is she putting it on? Right, begadisha won't be short, talis, you know, whatever. You need to have pink stripes. Yeah, whatever. Tuntum Randrogonus, Chayavim Yisafek, Vis Atribulo Bracha, the Randrogonus, you know, whatever. I said nowadays, Tuntum is not some like, yeah, because I think most of the time they do some surgery or hormones, things like that. Pirish Tuntum Lo Noda, Imuzachar, and the Kaver, Androgonus, Yisho Zachar, and Kavis. If they put it on, so then they should make a bracha according to the Rama. Katan Hayodea Lisati Avitar Likachlo Titis Lachancho. Katan knows how to misate. I've been told he has to by Titis Lachancho. Governor Dakish Yodea Lat of Shne, Titius of Hanan Shne, Machorav, he has to keep it Masudar. Yelechos the Titis Biyadabashas Kriyashma. Now, and the shaila is, what age do you talesim? So the minig of Eastern Europe is when they get married. It's brought down when they get married. Yekes and Svardim are minig to put it on from bar mitzvah, because Nordei Lisate, that's the pashtus over here. There even are some Svardim and Teimanim who you see little kids wearing a talesim. Right, that's kipshuto. But I think the minig is generally 13. And like I said, minig is in general by Ashkenazim, unlike if not Yekes, is to put it on that when your person gets married. Talis Kaltin is from 3 years old. Talis Kaltin is from 3 years old. As long as they know they don't like wrap it around the back and I don't know whatever they wear it front and back in Ekonami. That's from 3 years old. Yeah, so that's the minig. The minig is. That's a minute from three. Three is brought down in the Rishonim or Keach. Three is that they start doing learning mitzvahs. You put tzitzis on. They can wear a tzitzis. It's not, you know, whatever. When they're two, they'll fling it around. I don't know. But three, they say that, you know, that they could wear a tzitzis, and they already, that's the general minute. Okay? That's it's a. It could be it's better to wait until they're training, and they have to take it off every time they don't know how to take it off, and if they like going to the bathroom, same with a diaper, and I don't know, I don't know what the minig is if they're not trained. I didn't even look at it. I know some kids can't do it till they're four. Yeah, it happens. Depends on the kid. I mean, generally they go to cheder, they go to Zagan. It really depends on, you know, obviously depends on the kid. You know, I don't know. Sometimes they put it on and then they'll take it off. It's a feeling, you know. Obviously, if a kid can't be trained, it's not. Listen, you're allowed to take this into the bathroom, so I don't think it's such a big deal. You're allowed to walk in Tell Scotland. You're allowed to use it. You walk into the bath. You don't take it off every time you go in. So, yeah, I don't think it's such a big deal. I mean, listen, you have to see what everyone else is doing. Don't make your kid, you know, whatever. But, you know, listen to the Ganana. I don't know. I'll go find him. It's okay to put it on because there's no problem taking tits into the bathroom. Zman tits. Laila loves van tzitzisu. Laila is not the time to wear tzitzis. You might maybe isa moisa. La Rambam, what does that mean? Kol ma shelovish b'laila poter. Afil hu miyuchad l'yom. Anything he wear at night, even if it's miyuchad l'yom, it's called tzitzis laila. O ma shelovish b'yom chayav afil hu miyuchad l'laila. And that which he wears during the day, even if it's pajamas, doesn't make a difference. He's chayav. O la rosh ksus miyuchad l'laila poter afil lov shabayom. Pajamas. Some sort of dollar conference pajamas would be potter. Ksus b'yuchad l'yom or yom v'layla chayv v'yil lov shabalayla. It would be chayv in tzitzis. Hagav esavik brachos l'hakel. Okay, in the varach l'akalovish b'yom v'hu miyuchad gam kel yom yotze b'oshita. As Rama says that you shouldn't make a bracha unless it's something you it's only for the day. Pajamas, you, even if you wear it during the day, you wouldn't make a bracha. But it's worth something which is only for the day. And it's miyuchah for the day. V'yachar tefilas arvis, afal pi. And then the later on the Achronim bring that the Arizal said to wear towels cotton at night when your person goes to sleep. Minagan shemaisa, most people don't. I mean, I don't know, but kolpane minagan shemaisa. If a person does do that, then in order you shouldn't make a bracha pashtus. If he wants to make a bracha, they say that he'll wear it during the day a little bit, switch, whatever. That could be that we chayv in bracha, v'al kulpanim, you wouldn't make a bracha on that. V'lachar tefilas arvis afal pi she'adayin yom hu ein levarach alav. And if, let's say, a person dav mariv, after plag, then you put on a talis, it wouldn't make a bracha. V'lo yom kippur and yis'atif bo yom yivarach alav, because that you have to be careful. That's Dafka want to make a bracha, so you should go ahead and put it on even before Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre is usually before Shkia anyway, before Ma'ariv. But Beis Sadinim Avav Bisha Adam Yoshim Behem Beboker Ematil Behem Tzitzis. Right, even if a blanket, your person wakes up later, it's still not. It's not called Ksus Yom. It's not Chayv in Tzitzis.
Let's say somebody sleeps through, right? He wakes up, it's night. She puts it on. She puts a
talis
on. You go
down the hall. It's 10 o'clock at night. Why? I mean, people put it on because that's service of a yid. But you should make a bracha. He can do it. You shouldn't make a bracha.
Should you do it? I'm writing all kinds of things. You know what I'm saying? It's a subject as to whether you're planning on this.
What if it's why? Oh, because it's a miyuchad l'yom. Yeah. In a chanami, according to the Rambam, you could be yotze. You could be yotze. But it seems like from the Ramah it's miyuchad l'yom or laila. This is a ksus with miyuchad l'yom. Yom laila, right? You would be. Should you put it on? I mean, I don't know if you're chayav to put. Everyone agrees laila is not zman tzitzis. Everyone agrees laila is not zman tzitzis. So it's a shaila of, do you have to put a tzitzis on? But if you have a beged yom, you want to put it on at night, you don't make a bracha. Should you put it on? Like I said, I don't think there's a need to put it on because that's when you're pelter from tzitzis at night. Ram doesn't hold, the Rambam and the Rosh don't hold that at night, you're chayv in tzitzis. It's just a question of what's a shaila is. But this, tzitzis is chayv in tzitzis, but you won't make a bracha. But the way the Ramah says, it's only if you wear it in the day. And miyuchad l'yom. If you put it on at night, you wouldn't be chayv in a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch said it's not zman tzitzis. It's not time to. It's not a zman chiyuv tzitzis. So it's not. That's how the Shulchan Aruch starts. That it's not Laila is not zman tzitzis. The question is what that means, but there's no mitzvah. Yeah, so that's why I said people do put it on because there's other skulos and other things. Like I said, the Ari says you should wear tzitzis when you go to sleep. So yeah, a pikabala could be person and there's shmiras and alos asuru and all these things. Person should put it on. But is he chayv to put it on? No, it could be he wouldn't be chayv to put it on. Definitely shouldn't make a bracha. Gimel be'emasai mevarach al titzis b'shachar yishakim in tchilas shabba lavan shabba. When do you put it on? Let's finish this halacha. Im lav sho, right? You put it on mishiyakir. Im lav sho be'alos b'shachar ve'eloch. You put on mishalos b'shachar. Yisham de mevarach alav. Again, once it's all hoist, you can go ahead and put it on. Although the ma'itzel kachvus or whatever, people wait to be she'akar to make a bracha al chachila. But if you put it on after alos, make a bracha. Ve'im love shekodem l'chein k'on slichus. Maybe slichus. You don't say slichus before alos. The dominates. Oh, yivarech alav. Then you don't put it on. However, when it gets to zman, so then you mash your shetan, you kiss it, whatever, do. And then you should make a bracha. We will conclude over here, and we'll finish Ilchus Tzitzis come next tomorrow. That's Hashem.